Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
After a weekend nor'easter and a lurking hurricane, the week has been a busy one at Buzzards Point Marina. In one day, manager Edward Bowes has already stowed 30 powerboats, whose owners hail mostly from Richmond.
The tide is what really gets us around here. You know, we're pretty protected by wind, but the tide is the main thing.
Edward's father, Captain Linwood Bowes, runs the Chesapeake Breeze Ferry to Tangier Island. He's been through four or so hurricanes with her. When news of Florence's track included Virginia, customers canceled before he even had a chance to.
I don't cancel anymore. Everybody just cancels that on their own. Everything is so well forecast and crazy.
Out on Tangier, islanders are still making a plan. Claudine Eskridge has seen plenty of storms come and go.
Right now, it doesn't look too bad for us. We know we're going to get a lot of rain. We know we're going to get a lot of flooding. And I'm quite sure it's going to be blowing. We just stay in. We just hanker down, make sure we got plenty of food in the house. I was born and raised here, so I'm used to it.
On the edge of the Atlantic at the Virginia Institute of Marine Science Eastern Shore Lab in Wachapreeg, they flooded from the nor'easter over last weekend. Now, Director Richard Snyder is trying to protect a broodstock of oysters, clams, and scallops.
If the power goes down, we lose the pumps, there won't be any life support for them. So our most precious ones we put overboard in cages in our boat harbor, and we hope they survive.
The latest storm track shows coastal flooding is still an issue for Virginia. I'm Pamela D'Angelo.